10 minutes past 7, while the US President Donald Trump is preparing for a more aggressive immigration crackdown next year with billions in new funding. Since taking office in January, President Trump's administration has been cracking down on undocumented migrants. Administration officials say they plan to hire thousands more agents, open new detention centres and partner with outside companies to track down people without legal status. Well, earlier I spoke to John Foley. He's an immigration lawyer based in Boston, Massachusetts. And I began by asking him about the increasing unease there about Donald Trump's strict immigration policies.
It's beyond unease. It's to the point of fear. There are people who are afraid of going out of their house. They're afraid of reporting to court to check in with the immigration officials. And it's having an impact throughout our society. And now it's going overseas. People are afraid to come to the United States of America.
And what impact is it having on the economy? Tourism, is it being impacted? Do you think people are afraid now to go on holidays to the U.S.?
I haven't seen numbers on it yet, but it's only a matter of time before the tourist industry starts to scream that nobody's showing up. I mean, we do know that the Canadians, our neighbors to the north, are no longer visiting. The numbers are down severely there. And it's going to happen more across the board as his administration continues to ask for 5 years worth of social media and their searches become more and more ridiculous.
There have been some reports of immigration agents detaining people who have lived in the United States for years and have no criminal conviction. Can you tell me about some of the people that you've been working with?
So the Irish are vulnerable here because many of the overstays are visa waiver and once you overstay your visa waiver, you're barred if you've overstayed for more than a year. You're barred from returning for 10 years. So there's a lot of Irish in that category. And as the Trump administration goes after people who have overstayed, they're going to be picking up more Irish people. So they'll be caught up in the Trump dragnet as we move forward.
There has been some reports of immigration agents turning up at amateur football matches. Are you hearing stories like this?
We're hearing stories of immigration agents popping up all over the place, outside houses of worship, around schools, and just in places where people of lower income or people of darker skin color congregate. And, you know, there's an immigration policy that is definitely aimed at the poorer here in the United States. It is a racial policy that is just un-American.
But there is some support amongst some voters, isn't there? People who may have been frustrated with the large numbers of migrants coming into the country under the Biden administration. Are these supporters prepared to accept this more extreme approach?
There's a couple of things we all agree on. We agree that the southern border was broken, and he's done a good job in sealing that. But he hasn't done anything else to solve our immigration problems. He's raised issues and announced all kinds of crazy policies. But the Trump administration has not solved our immigration problems, and we shouldn't expect it to. There's nothing on the horizon that looks like it's going to solve any of our problems in the new year.
And some polling in some states suggesting some voters concerned about the aggressive immigration tactics. Will this have any impact, do you think?
I think it has to have an impact. You know, we still have American troops on the streets of American cities. It's unheard of. It's unwarranted. And we have raids in places where they're not using warrants. We have people arrested on our streets by masked men carrying long guns who don't identify themselves. It's still happening in the United States. It's getting worse, and the frustration is getting louder and louder.
But these aggressive tactics, they don't seem to be going away anytime soon. Donald Trump has said he's preparing for a more aggressive immigration crackdown next year with billions announced in new funding. Are people worried about this?
The people who are informed are certainly worried about it. You're right. He does have billions and billions of dollars to spend on this. So it's going to get worse. And we expect the crackdowns to continue and more immigrants, including the Irish, are going to get caught up in this.
Politically, it's also very fractious, isn't it? Like, Democrats have been accusing Republicans of abusing power, violating human rights and the enforcement of immigration policies.
Yes, but violations of human rights are, it crosses party lines. People are now seeing it. They know it's their neighbors, it's people in their community, it's people that, you know, they live next to and work with. So it's widespread and it's getting worse. And across the board, people are getting fed up with it. It's one thing to say you're getting rid of the worst, but that's not what's happening here.
John Foley, immigration lawyer based in Boston, Massachusetts, speaking to us earlier. It's 16 minutes past 7.